It's Wayne Mauser, local news.
Good morning. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News. Winnebago County Sheriff's officials are looking for an Asian man in his mid-30s who used a person's tap to pay from a go-to bank account on August 11th. The account was used at a Walgreens in Beaver Dam and two Walgreens and a Hy-Vee store on East Washington Street in Madison. The suspect purchased gift cards as well as miscellaneous items. He tried additional transactions that were declined on other potential victims' tap-to-pay accounts on his phone. The suspect was seen getting into a black van or a smaller SUV. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office if they can identify the suspect from photos released to the media. The phone number is 920-236-7368. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth announced a proposed $1.5 trillion in military spending that could soon go before Congress for a vote. The announcement came during a visit to Oshkosh Corporation Monday afternoon, where Hegseth spoke to workers and toured production facilities. Hegseth spoke for about a half an hour inside a hangar at Woodman Regional Airport before hundreds of workers for Oshkosh Corporation, specifically Oshkosh Defense, as part of his, quote, Arsenal of Freedom, unquote, tour. His plane departed about 3 p.m. Hegseth said the president will request $1.5 trillion from Congress to boost military spending, which will go toward equipment, some of which is made in Wisconsin. The plan would directly benefit Oshkosh Corporation. Hegseth said Oshkosh has made a name for itself in producing high-quality equipment that should be an example to the rest of the country as preparation and spending for future conflicts is considered. He touched on the importance of Oshkosh Defense in the effort to boost America's military production so that the country and its allies are ready for future conflicts. Kayla Stemler was sentenced Monday in Outagamie County Circuit Court to 8 years in prison for her role in the neglect of a teenager who was hospitalized, weighing just 35 pounds. The 28-year-old Stemler was also placed on extended supervision for 3 years and then 2 years on probation after she was convicted of three counts: chronic neglect of a child, consequence is great bodily harm, chronic neglect of a child, consequence is emotional damage, and false imprisonment. Three other adults are also charged in the case. James Radford now faces an intentional homicide charge for the 2016 death of his wife after prosecutors increased the count from a reckless homicide charge. The 40-year-old Radford was charged in April of 2025 for the April 11, 2016 death of Sabrina Radford at a town of Fairbanks home. He pleaded not guilty last month, but no trial date had been set. But last week, prosecutors filed a new criminal complaint, changing the charge to first-degree intentional homicide. A preliminary hearing is set for Friday in Wapaka County Circuit Court. With the increased count, the maximum penalty for Radford goes from 40 years in prison to life. Envision Greater Fond du Lac is celebrating an exciting milestone as the organization welcomes its first three households to Fond du Lac County through its Make My Move talent attraction program. The goal is to attract 32 working-age households who live, work, and become part of the Fond du Lac County community. James, Carolyn, and family are beginning their new life in Fond du Lac County. Caroline is employed by the Fond du Lac School District. Robert moves from Connecticut to Ripon. He has secured employment with Verve, a credit union. Andrew moved from New York to Fond du Lac County. Known as the City of Sculptures, Waupun continues to add to its historical collection. Bob Nelson has the story for Civic Media News.
Concrete was poured at Meadham and Fields for a new sculpture honoring Waupun native Mamie Redman, a professional women's baseball player in the 1940s. The league's story was told in the Tom Hanks movie, A League of Their Own. Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop says it's not just about adding sculptures to their collection.
As we're adding sculptures, we're not just adding random pieces of art. We want them to have something to do with Waupun or Waupun connection. So we've added Mamie Redman, who was a professional baseball player. She's in the Hall of Fame.
The Rosie the Riveter sculpture is getting a new home at the corner of Drummond and Jefferson Street near National Rivet. Another sculpture known as Kite Girl Downtown is a nod to the Shaler legacy. Shaler used to make kites. I'm Bob Nelson for Civic Media News.
The state's Department of Natural Resources tells us counter service at all DNR service centers, the DNR's statewide call center, and email service will be unavailable on Wednesday and Thursday. All DNR customer and outreach services staff will be attending training for continued customer service excellence. The training dates were selected because they coincide with the lowest license sales and phone call volume during that time of the year. The DNR tip line, emergency spills line, and Wisconsin Emergency Management Hotline will continue to be answered during that time. Many services can be accessed on the DNR website. Counter services, the call center, and email responses will resume normal business hours on Friday. I'm Wayne Mauser for Civic Media News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. The Waupaca County Fair starts today in Wauwega, but there won't be any horses on display. County fairs across Wisconsin are canceling exhibits and rescheduling equine events due to a highly contagious horse disease. Waupaca County Fair officials sent a letter to 4-H members and their parents that the equine exhibit has been canceled for this year's fair, and the Horse and Pony Project is being rescheduled for a later date. Equine strangles is a highly infectious respiratory infection. At least one, maybe more, horses in Waupaca County has been exposed to a confirmed case in a neighboring county, according to fair officials. The Brown County Fair wrapped up last weekend. Fair organizers say there was no exposure to the horse disease among the animals at this year's event, but officials are urging all horse owners to closely monitor their animals for symptoms. If you suspect your horse has been exposed or is showing signs of illness, contact your veterinarian immediately to prevent further spread. Congressman Tom Tiffany is campaigning across the state as part of his statewide Protecting Wisconsin Farmland Tour. Civic Media's James Kelly has more on the candidate stop in western Wisconsin.
Congressman Tiffany's comments highlighted his intent to prevent the state's farmland from being purchased by foreign entities if elected as Wisconsin governor in November. He also shared his thoughts on the state's farmland being used for things like solar fields, wind-based power generation, and increasingly common data center developments.
It simply doesn't make sense that we would turn our beautiful farmland over to these developments when it's unnecessary. And also, we should make sure that local people have a say in this.
I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
The Republican congressman will face off with Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley in the race for Wisconsin governor in the November midterm election. A teenager is seriously injured after a UTV rolled over in Grant County. Investigators say a teenage male driver and female teen passenger were operating the vehicle when the crash happened. Evidence shows it began to slide sideways while traveling down a hill, rolling over once and ejecting the driver. The teen male was taken to the hospital with life-threatening injuries before being flown to a hospital in Madison for emergency treatment. The female passenger was taken to the hospital with suspected injuries. As Civic Media's Maddie Schaefer tells us, UTV rollover crashes like the one in Grant County are on the rise across our state.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again reminding riders to practice proper ATV and UTV safety as fatal crashes continue to be an issue across the state. So far this year, 29 people have died in ATV and UTV crashes in Wisconsin. The DNR says not wearing helmets and seatbelts are the primary factors in those fatal incidents, along with riders not completing a safety education course. According to DNR records, the top three types of fatal crashes this year have been rollovers, collisions with motor vehicles, and riders being ejected from the machine. DNR Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator Jacob Holzclaw says not every crash can be prevented, but wearing the proper safety equipment can greatly increase the chances of surviving one. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
Riders are also being reminded to stay sober, follow speed limits and other posted signs, and take an ATV or UTV safety class, regardless of age. Charges have been upgraded to intentional homicide in a 2016 Shawano County death. 40-year-old James Radford pleaded not guilty last month to a reckless homicide charge in the death of his wife at their town of Fairbanks home. Prosecutors filed a new criminal complaint last week, changing the charge to first-degree intentional homicide. Court records show a preliminary hearing is set for this Friday. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers in New York. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. It's the Brewers and the Mets tonight at Citibank Field in Queens, New York. Lefty Kyle Harrison on the mound for the crew against the Mets' Zach Thornton. NFL, a fight broke out during the Packers' practice and pads. Receiver Matthew Golden exchanged punches with defensive end Baron Sorrell after the whistle. Sorrell on how it happened, even though he and Golden played on the same college team.
We're just being competitive, man. Going out there playing football, things happen, emotions get high, and got into it a little bit, but you know, that's my boy, and I'm his boy, so we're still cool, but it's football.
Now, tomorrow, the Packers hold their joint practice session with the Arizona Cardinals and their new head coach, Mike LaFleur, Matt's younger brother.
If there is an issue in practice, you're going to be limited or not at all playing in the game. The second part of that is if there's an issue, I'm going to tell the guys, hey, you come tag me in, they can tag in my brother, and we'll throw down on the 50.
That's Matt LaFleur from training camp in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a low dropping into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, a scattered shower or thundershower, then mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Local interviews, podcasts, and more are always fresh and always on file at thebug.fm.